12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m.
Hail, hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, then a barbecue lunch following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio.
There's a promise coming down that dusty road.
First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world.
And there's a promise coming down that dusty road.
Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our issue today is that our vote will determine Americans' destiny. I know that sounds somber, that sounds scary, but it's the truth. We need to recognize that and prepare and plan now. I say that we need to be prayed up, planned up, and prepared for the future based on what the Word of God says. God's Word says that it's going to get worse and worse, not better and better. But that doesn't mean we sit down and say, well, God's doing... You know, let me just touch on something that comes to mind. A lot of people think about the sovereignty of God, and sovereignty of God is a real theological, biblical truth. But because God is sovereign doesn't mean that man does not have free will. Man's free will ultimately plays into, if I could use that term, the plan, God's ultimate sovereign plan for the world, but we're not little puppets. We have volitional decisions, volitional choices, and our volitional decision about the safety and security of our nation and the direction that we're going in, those decisions will determine what happens to America. This is the reason I'm advocating today for you to prayerfully consider how you're going to vote. Make plans now, and don't just keep it to yourself. If you decide to vote and you decide that you're going to keep Biden in office, then that's fine. That's your decision. You made a choice to destroy the foundation of America. And in Psalms 11:3, it says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, the righteous can pray. The righteous can plan. The righteous can be prepared. And in that preparation, it talks about voting. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about our vote determines the destiny of the nation. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, today under the Biden administration, as I said just before the break, our privacy has been eviscerated. It's destroyed. Right now, we're under a censorship, hear me, a censorship ban in America. And listen, I find it antithetical to anything that's called truth when we find now all of a sudden the Surgeon General talks about we need to have a warning label on social media to protect kids. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe he came up with that alone. I believe that's promulgated out of the Oval Office and through the socialist Marxists that are behind the scene wanting to destroy America. You know why I say that? Yes, there's some filthy garbage on the internet. There are things that kids are watching today and involved with that's highly sexualizing their mind. But it is child's play in comparison to what's being used in the classroom for those same kids, and yet we talk about trying to protect them by having a ban on social media. Listen, once a law is promulgated through legislation and being signed by a governor, a mayor, or the president, depending on what venue it's in, once that bill is passed, it becomes law. There's the enabling legislation that must go with that, where the bureaucrats behind the scene sit down in a smoke and mirrors room and decide how they're going to interpret that law and how it shall be enforced. Listen, if they pass a law that will ban things on social media that's supposed to be to help kids, ladies and gentlemen, it will only be a gnat's breath away to tweak the law to include what is now called disinformation and misinformation that the federal government promulgates, the DOJ, the FBI promulgates the disinformation and misinformation and says that's a warning and we ought not to do it. In fact, I receive somewhere between 150 and 300 emails a day. Many times, there are articles that I'm interested in and there are certain folks in my circle of influence that I like to share it with. 8 out of 10 of those emails are blocked and cannot be forwarded because of an algorithm with the media that transfers those, the platforms, that then will find some word and name in it that's antithetical to what they feel is information that should be transferred or transmitted. That is getting worse by the day. In fact, I've finished the article that I started before the news break. FBI confirms it starting its election censorship campaign. The FBI was a key player in the campaign to suppress accurate but very damaging information about Joe Biden in the 2020 election. All of those salacious scandals and for-profit international business schemes in the laptop of that was abandoned by Hunter Biden, all true, and yet all described by the FBI as false and Russian disinformation. One polling after the vote suggested that the scandal alone would have cost President Trump the election. Now the FBI is at it again. A report from the Federalist revealed that has confirmed that the federal agencies such as the FBI and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency have restarted their discussion with big tech operations to suppress information that they do not like. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's what you want to continue in America, vote for Joe Biden. If you want to continue to suppress the truth, vote for Biden. If you want to have a nation that is a socialist, Marxist, communist, puppet, dictatorship, form a banana republic, vote for Joe Biden. That's all I've got to say. It is, ladies and gentlemen, something that I am fearful will take place if Christians and conservatives sit at home and think somehow, some way, that they ought not to become involved. Looking at the headline, Trump calls on the Supreme Court to end Biden's political prosecution. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just Donald J. Trump that's being persecuted and prosecuted. Donald Trump happens to represent, and I know I'm parroting his words, Donald Trump happens to represent we the people, where we stand. And the overwhelming majority wants freedom for religion. Overwhelming majority in America wants freedom of speech. Overwhelming majority of Americans want to be able to go where we want to go, drive what we want to drive, without it having being dictated to us by the Marxist media via the Marxist government that is rapidly becoming a socialist Marxist organizational structure that contends they have the authority over us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Rapidly destroying free speech and free press, democracy itself. There's nothing the political establishment will not do and not lie about, and they will not tell on holding their press, not tell in order to hold on to their prestige and power at our expense. The Washington establishment and the financial media corporations that funds it exist today for only one reason, to protect and enrich themselves, end quote. This article reads, as Americans approaches the true life or death of the nation election, It is beset with a raft of huge and almost surreal crises, including a full-scale foreign invasion across America's southern borders, intentionally engineered by the Biden administration. Then there's the unprecedented and nakedly illegal mass lawfare campaign against Donald Trump in an effort to take him out of the coming election and cast him into prison. And there's the rampant inflation and rapidly degrading of our economy and the skyrocketing violence and crime in our nation and all of our cities across America. And the mass hysteria of transgender movement seducing countless kids into being grievously mutilated by surgical life-threatening surgeries. And most recently, there's the explosion of anti-Semitism across the country, courtesy of the rage-fueled Marxist activists in America, while knowing literally nothing about anything, pretend to care about the oppressed populations around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a five-page article. I read three brief paragraphs of it. We need to recognize that our vote determines the destiny of America. And today, ladies and gentlemen, the conservatives and the Christians are now being lied to and deceived. We're under the spotlight, or the crosshairs, if you please, of the ammo that is aimed at us by this administration. If this administration is allowed to continue, it will destroy the morals, ethics, and values completely. It will destroy, it will eviscerate our Bill of Rights, our freedom of speech, and religious liberties. It will eviscerate the Second Amendment, gives us the right to keep and bear arms. Is that the nation that you want? I'm saying today, ladies and gentlemen, listen up, recognize the condition that America is in. We're on the very verge of being destroyed, and your vote will make a difference. I believe I have Tom on the line. Go ahead and your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. But most of all, I want to thank you for what you do. There's just no words that can properly thank you the way you ought to be thanked. What you really do is tell the truth. And that's the most valuable commodity there is. And this anti-hate speech law, that's the anti-truth law. Because the Democrats want the truth buried, that they were the ones that opposed the blacks. They founded the Ku Klux Klan. But Dr. Youngblood, their Kool-Aid is more powerful than anything I've ever seen in my life. But I'd just like to thank you for telling the truth, but I think that patriots are going to run into a problem, such as myself, such as you, that the truth is going to get us thrown in jail. I just believe that with all my heart.
Well, but you know,
thank you,
know,
you
Tom,
for telling
you know,
the truth.
Well, you know, Tom, I will say this. It was Patrick Henry that said, give me liberty or give me death. I take that stand. I take it literally. I take it philosophically, theologically, and biblically. I stand with Joshua of old, Joshua 24:15. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's the position that every Christian ought to take today. Mm-hmm. Every conservative needs to recognize the dark days that are before us unless we take a stand, and that stand needs to be taken at the ballot box. I wrote a book a number of years ago, Is It Time for Revolution? And I said, yes. But the revolution will either be the battlefield or the ballot box, and I pray that it be the ballot box, that we will vote, that we will literally show, we will literally be a revolution November the 5th, and show that at the ballot box, Tom.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, the Civil War ended going to the ammo box, because that was states that wanted to have slavery, and they thought they would shoot their way out of it, and it didn't work. So the ballot box is the only thing left. But I'm telling you, that Kool-Aid that the Democrats have been distributing is the most powerful stuff. If you don't believe what I'm saying, today is Emancipation Day. Are you aware of that?
That's supposed to be, but it is not literally the truth, but I find that we're dividing America. We're dividing America ethnically. we're dividing America, saying that July the 4th is not the day for independence, but June the 19th. I understand the mindset and the statement, but I do not understand allowing this to take place in a nation to divide us ethnically, where there's the mindset that June 19th is the black man's liberation day, and July the 4th is the day we celebrate for independence for the nation. We're one nation. God created one blood. It's the human blood.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Dr. Youngblood, why don't we give pay homage to the, there was more Union soldiers killed freeing black slaves than there were Southerners. The Southerners were good shots, but there was more. Why don't we have a day to commensurate what they gave? They gave their life so that saved slavery. But I found that I'm going to go to jail because I ask a lot of minorities about, was Lincoln, what was he? Was he a Republican? Was he a Democrat? And that Kool-Aid's so strong, almost unanimously, a minority will tell you either they don't know or he was a Democrat. So swinging this thing around is going to be very expensive. It's going to be hard, hard to do, because the Democrats has ingrained it for years and years and years. It started with FDR, and it's going to be quite a job, I'm telling you, to let people know what the truth is. What is the truth?
And Tom, you're exactly right. What excites me, and I am concerned about it continuing, I continue to think that we have the opportunity and the privilege, and I think the potential of changing the trajectory and the direction of America at the ballot box. When I see Donald Trump go into places across the nation that otherwise would be considered a socialist, Marxist, Democrat stronghold, and see 10,000, 20,000, 25,000, 50,000 people. When I see his rallies with 100,000 people lined up for blocks and blocks just trying to get in the door. When I see every ethnic group, including the Latinos and the black votes now, saying that we're going to vote for Donald Trump, because even with the Latino families that came here years and years and years ago legally, they want every illegal invader to be deported and sent back to their home countries. So I'm excited about some of the positive things we're seeing, but I want to reemphasize the fact, Tom, that I believe our listeners today need to understand the serious, grave position that we're in. This election year will, without any equivocation, I don't bite my tongue, it will make the difference in the direction that America goes in for the foreseeable future. If Jesus tarries and this election is lost by the conservatives, if the conservatives and the Christians lose this battle, if we lose the ballot box and Jesus tarries, we'll be living in a socialist, Marxist dictatorship regime that we will never, ever, ever be free again as a nation. I say that dogmatically. Go ahead.
You'll have to shoot your way out. In other words, the ballot box, if you go to Cuba, you go in a store, there's one brand of cereal. Nobody wants it. There's one brand of car that takes 20 years to be able to buy. And when you go to the ballot box, there's only one name on the ballot. There might be two, but if you vote for the second one, somebody will knock on your door and you'll disappear or get shot. But the average minority doesn't see that coming here. They just don't see it, Dr. Youngblood. And I'm at a point where I'd rather have Donald J. Trump as my dictator than have Joe Biden as my president. It's that serious.
That is a serious statement, but I understand it completely. We need to, and again, Tom, I think that it's time every listener understands the danger that's before us, and that they will promulgate the truth and encourage others to vote. And I'm saying, I'm not saying vote Republican. I'm saying vote based on the authority of the Scripture. And if you vote based on the authority of the Word of God, it is an impossibility to vote for a Democrat. In fact, I state this very dogmatically, and if anybody's listening today, you say I'm a Christian and I vote Democrat, you are absolutely deceiving yourself, and you're absolutely lost as a green ball in high weeds. It's an impossibility to be a Christian and a Democrat. I make that statement dogmatically from the microphone,
thank
from the
you
pulpit, from any place that I stand. It's an impossibility. It is an oxymoron. It is like saying hot water's cold. It can't be both. You can't say I'm a Christian and I'm a Democrat. And conversely, that doesn't mean that every Republican is a saint. That's not what I'm saying at all.
No,
I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that every Republican is a Christian. I'm not saying that every Republican is a moralist that stands on truth. But I'm saying that if we say that we are a Christian, we cannot vote a Democratic ballot. It will destroy this nation if that takes place in November. But Tom, I'm thankful for your call, thankful for your stand. Keep praying, keep looking up. Thank you for being a listener and a conservative and telling others about the broadcast. Have a blessed day. Thank you. God bless you today. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over to your question or comment, please.
You know, I'm glad that you covered the sovereignty of God component there, because I've run into quite a few Christians that think that they can sit on the sidelines and that God will take care of it. Now, those same individuals, they require their kids to go to school. They don't say, well, God will take care of that. They require their kids to, you know, take showers, take baths, whatever. They go to work each day. You know, they know that they need to put food on the table, but they still get up and go to work each day. And you go, well, why is it that you use the sovereignty of God to kind of say, I don't have a responsibility here when it comes to voting, but then you do all these other things in your life? You know, you still take your wife out on dates, right? Because you don't count on, if you will, the sovereignty of God to take care of that for you. And we see a biblical kind of analogy in that you had Joseph sold into slavery by his 11 brothers. That was horrific. God used it for good, but guess what? That did not absolve the 11 brothers of their guilt. The reality is that there's an expectation that you be both a good Christian as well as a good citizen. We have responsibilities as believers to be salt and light wherever God places us. Whether it's our work, our home life, our political stance, everything should reflect Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So you don't get it. You don't get an out. You don't get to push that button and say, "Oh, it's the lesser of two evils, and evil. The lesser of two evils is still evil." Have y'all heard that before? Have you? And guess what? Guess what? They're halfway right. But every single election is a lesser of two evils, because we as human beings, we're evil. The scripture says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. So you have to do the measuring. You have to have discernment, and you have to be active, engaged, and involved. And share that salt and light, be light into a dark world, even in your voting.
In fact, Greg, I should put it this way. If you want your child to continue to be indoctrinated and brainwashed and embracing the and celebrate and participate in the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle, vote Democrat. If you want your little girl to be forced to go into a shower room, locker room, bathroom, or dressing room, a changing room, where males are free to go in there and perhaps molest or destroy their lives and the possibility of that destroying that young girl's life, vote Democrat if that's what you want. If you want to face the high probability of another lockdown, forced mask wearing, and forced death jabs put out by Big Pharma, paid for by the American taxpayers, if you want that, vote Democrat. If you want to see a continued Islamic invasion of America at the borders, vote Democrat. If you want to see universal murder by way of abortion, vote Democrat. And that's the position that I take, Greg. And by the way, our previous caller talked about Juneteenth Day and federal holiday today. And I didn't realize until recently it was voted on and determined a federal holiday just in the past 24 months. Tell me your position on that. Should we divide America by having two Independence Days? What do you see as the danger of that? What is the rationale behind that?
Well, it is part of a leftist plan, I believe even a satanic plan, to divide up the greatest nation on God's green earth. The freedom, the liberty, all of the beautiful, wonderful things of America are now being torn away. There's a woman I saw recently in a meme, and she's working at Home Depot or Lowe's, and she's wearing a hat that says, "America was never great." That's a twisted and perverted view of America. But this Juneteenth, I mean, I understand the notion of Juneteenth, The thing is, by saying that we have multiple Independence Days, we're going to have one for each of the Native American tribes that still reside on this American soil. And for each one of them, they're going to have some remembrance that is then counter to and divisive of the body. Will we be e pluribus unum, out of many one? Or will we be the opposite and divide and fragment and balkanize our community, our nation, into hundreds, thousands of different parts? That division is well, we've seen it over and over historically. We saw it, obviously, of the Roman Empire. And that's what's attempted today. And it's a leftist, you know, ideology at work to divide us, to fragment us, to pit one group against another. With that Juneteenth, you may take it as not a big deal, but it is just part of the DEI and the critical race theory that plays out in the form of a holiday. Guess what? We're one nation, folks, and even the construct of the notion of race, we have different levels of pigmentation in our skin, but we are one race. We are one people. God only went to the dust of the earth one time when he created Adam. It is an absurd notion. It is actually an anti-God notion, a humanist construct to come up with all these different races. That was something that Charles Darwin, as much as he made some interesting observations on the Galapagos Islands, he was absolutely wrong when in his presumption of these races, people with different levels of pigmentation, melanin in their skin, being divided up, and all of a sudden he divided them into groups of evolution, where essentially he said that some groups were higher or lesser evolved than other groups, that some groups evolved in a different chain. No, God created us, folks. And every single living soul on earth can track themselves back, if they could track themselves back, would track themselves back to a fella named Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, or Japheth. And based on the region of the earth that your family's been on for the past 4,500 years, you might have greater or lesser amounts of pigmentation in your skin. So I hate to give the science lesson here and the history lesson here, but congratulations. That notion of Juneteenth is just a divisive holiday, and they'll come up with more and more and more in order to divide this nation.
Greg, we got about 30 seconds left on the broadcast. If you would take a moment, wrap up our broadcast today with a challenge to our listeners to vote according to what God would have us to do and stand. Having done all, stand.
I like that verse. Yeah, the reality is we as believers, we need to be salt and light in every aspect of our lives. And way back in the Old Testament, we had a verse saying to those Israelites, "And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives." Folks, this is, as believers, this is not our home, but we should seek the peace of this home and recognize blessings that God has bestowed upon us.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Mandarin at 91.7.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight